This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
What is the most eventful or bizarre thing that has happened to you in a bathroom? 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah.
That kid learned a lot that day.
Yes, he did.
I guarantee you, Dad.
About anatomy.
A lot of questions.
That's not how it works.
Hello, Sandra. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. Hola.
Hola.
So I have a back in the 90s story. I get a call from a bar, local after hours place. Me and my best friend always went, and they're like, dude, you got to come get your girl. What? Why? She's had too much to drink. You need to get down here and you need to come get her. So fine. I'm at home. You know, I decided I wasn't going out that night and I was passed out. So I get up and I get myself down to the club and everything, kind of got to be at least somewhat presentable. I got to go in there. I walk in and there's this line of girls trying to get into the bathroom and my friend screaming at them that they're not allowed to come in because they're going to look at her while she's puking and she's covered in vomit sitting on the floor. And this is a dive place. It didn't even have doors. It had like curtains hanging. So you just walk through the curtain to get to the toilet. And she's sitting on the floor, just covered in her own vomit all over the toilet. And I'm like, how am I supposed to get her home without getting puke all over my car? So I basically made her strip down before she got, as she was getting in the car to take her home. But she was so drunk, she wasn't letting anybody come into the bathroom to use the other toilet or anything. Like, she was just completely humiliated that she was puking. Didn't remember anything the next day.
I was going to say, that's the movie where you go, what happened? You go, do I really need to go through this and revisit this?
Yeah, again? Like, you are not going to believe this one.
Yeah.
How did they know she was? How did they know she was your girl?
Her and I frequent that place together a lot, and I don't know if she was together enough to give him my number. I'm assuming that because nobody had my number there, so I don't have any clue. I just know I answered the phone, and they're like, "You gotta get your girl."
Are you still friends?
I'm like, actually, yes, we are.
Yeah.
We have been friends since we were 12, and we're 52 now.
Okay. Yeah, it's one of those things that you're the right person to call.
Yep, I'm that girl.
Yep, nothing wrong with
that.
Thank
you,
man. Yeah, I mean, look, man.
They've seen all of your bad stuff.
Yes, and probably they're going to get your back as well.
Oh, yeah.
What is the most eventful or bizarre thing that has happened to you in a bathroom? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, Drew.
Hola.
Ted.
Oh. I will say, we just looked at each other when you're like, what's up, Thurls?
No, man, I like how you start. Yeah.
I keep it relevant. Yesterday, guy took a crap on the work floor.
On the work floor?
Well, in the bathroom, but on the floor.
It's the floor is the floor. Like, I don't care if it's the bathroom or the living room at that point. Like, bro, come
on. Was this a coworker or was this somebody that was not a coworker?
We don't. There's cameras all over the place. I don't know why they bothered. But, supposedly everybody's on blast now. Somebody took a crap on the floor.
Damn. I don't understand.
I don't know what to do with all that.
Boy, there's cameras in the bathroom?
It's Amazon. It's an Amazon facility.
Wait, there's cameras in the bathroom of an Amazon facility?
No, they're not in the right. No, but I mean they can see who went in there and they have a time frame.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So, was it your job to clean it up? Was it?
I didn't have anything to do with it.
I know, but you didn't have to clean it up.
No, I'm not maintenance.
Okay,
all right. Well, you have been.
Yeah,
Do you have a suspicion of who it may have been? Just
not
among your coworkers? Really?
There's a lot of people there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I wonder if they're an upset employee or they just couldn't make it to the bathroom.
It was paper on the poop. So they definitely made a process.
I might say that
it all together.
Look and see who turns in their 2 weeks or quit that day. Maybe that's the right way to go about that.
Yeah, process. I think you might be tracking that.
Yeah. What's the most eventful or bizarre thing that's happened to you in a bathroom? 206-803.
That's spiteful.
That is spiteful. But say it was our bathroom, right? A limited number of people bother to show up at work now, right?
All right.
But we get an email that says, look, one of you here, let's take the regular. So you take all the morning shows. They generally show up. We're here. A couple of bosses down there. Our boy Drew shows up every day. But they say, look, somebody took a dump in the middle of the floor of the men's bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Where would your suspicion go first? I'm noodling through. Like, my first guy, and this sounds bad. He's not this kind of guy, but the one guy that would play the most pranks here would be Castle. It depends.
I got to say, I think a lot of people look at you.
Of course they look at me. And I'd be like, that's fair. You know, I wouldn't, but I would understand people would come to me first. I would think they would address Castle. And honestly, man, you know what? I think it would end there.
I have never really had a bad work situation as far as the bathroom goes, except for the fact I've told the story before, and it's not a good story, but the old building, we had a coworker. And I walked in there, and I had never in my life smelled anything that vile to the point where, you know, like say, hold your breath.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. You could not breathe. It was so bad. It was so bad. And I came back to the desk, and I said, hey, man, the guy in the bathroom, he's going to die.
Yeah, that is a quote.
He's going to die. This is not an exaggeration. I am telling you the honest to God truth. Whoever's in the bathroom right now is not going to make it. There is no way that his body is functioning normally to any capacity based on what is going on in there right now.
And I remember my response was like, come on, man.
Yeah, it can't,
I'm sure
it can't
it's
be
bad.
That bad.
He ain't going to die.
Yeah, you know.
He died.